由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We're delighted you've joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你再次收听《天路导向》。
I closed our last program by telling you that I am thrilled to know that there are angels who are watching over us.
在上次节目结束之前，我曾经同你分享过，如果知道天使是看守住我们的话，我们就会非常兴奋。
And today I want to begin by telling you that God created these beings not only to protect his own, but God uses them to perform miracles in our lives.
今天在节目开始的时候，我想跟你说，神造这些天使不单只是为了保护属于他的人，神更加要用他们在我们的生命当中行奇迹。
Do you know that there are hundreds of miracles happening in your life every single day and you don't even know it?
你知不知道在你的生命当中每日都有无数的奇迹发生，但是你可能察觉不到。
This is because God gave the angels charge over you.
这个是因为神将你交给天使去保护。
The angels were deployed by the Lord to open the prison doors for the apostles.
如果你记得的话，在《使徒行传》里面，神曾经差遣天使为使徒打开监狱的门。
We see seven angels commissioned to pronounce judgment upon the disobedient.
在《启示录》里面，我们则是看到神曾经差派七位天使去宣告对不信他的人的审判。
Those who refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是那一些拒绝相信耶稣基督的人。
Those who refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要审判那一些拒绝相信耶稣基督的人。
Now these angelic beings are described by Isaiah in his vision.
另外，在以赛亚书当中，以赛亚亦都在他的异象当中描述过这一些天使。
He describes them as a shining light or shining creatures.
以赛亚将这一群的天使描述为灿烂的光或者是发光的活物。
These angelic creatures must be awesome sight to see.
如果能够看到这些天使的话，这一幅必定是一幅令人敬畏的景象。
Every time an angel appeared to Mary or Joseph, they always said, "Fear not."
每次当天使向玛利亚或者约瑟显现的时候，他们都会说不用怕。
Because they must be awesome.
因为他们很可能一定是用一个非常令人敬畏的形象出现。
Why do I think this?
为什么我会这样说呢？
John the Revelator tells us that these angels do not rest day and night.
因为写启示录的约翰话俾我哋听，呢一啲嘅天使系日日夜夜都唔休息噶。
They are forever saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty."
佢哋一直都喺度讲圣哉、圣哉、圣哉，主上帝全能者。
Who was and is to come?
系昔在、今在、以后永在嘅。
Let's look back at Ezekiel 28.
让我哋翻翻转头。睇以西结书第二十八章。
Lucifer was one of the highest ranking angels.
路西弗是阶级最高的天使当中的一位。
He was at the highest level.
他就是其中最高等的天使。
He was one of the cherubs who could look upon the throne of God.
他是有资格直接望住神宝座的天使之一。
You remember Moses could not see God.
如果你记得的话，摩西是不能够直接看到神的面。
He had to cover his face.
他必须遮住他的面才看到。
But this angel Lucifer was able to see the very throne room of God.
但是路西弗，天使路西弗，却能够直接睇到神喺佢宝座上面。
He was able to voice praise and adoration.
佢能够直接发出歌颂同埋赞美。
He was able to voice worship to God.
佢能够直接向神敬拜。
That was the kind of privilege and authority that Lucifer had from God.
呢一个就系路西弗从神嗰度得嚟嘅权柄同埋荣誉。
When God created Lucifer,
当神创造路西弗嘅时候
，He created him with the capacity to reflect the glory of God.
神创造路西弗，让佢能够反映出神嘅荣耀
，and the majesty of God.
神嘅威严
，and the splendor of God.
同埋神嘅壮丽
，like very few angels could.
只有非常少数嘅天使能够咁样嘅。
All of these precious stones that we see described in Ezekiel 28,
在以西结书第28章里面所描述的各类宝石
These precious stones cannot shine by themselves.
他们本来都不能够自己发光的。
If you put these stones in a dark room, you couldn't even see them.
如果你将这些的宝石放在一间黑的房里面，你根本就看不见他们。
They are only able to shine because they were reflecting the glory of God.
他们唯一能够发光的原因，就是因为他们能够反映出神的荣耀。
They were reflecting the beauty of God.
他们正在反映出神的美善。
In other words, God is the one who made Lucifer radiant.
换句话说，就是神让到路西弗发光的。
God is the one who made Lucifer scintillate.
是神让到路西弗光芒四射的。
God is the one who made him reflect the beauty and the glory of God.
是神让路西弗能够反映出神的荣耀同埋美善。
Lucifer had no beauty of his own.
路西弗本来自己就完全没有任何的美善。
In fact, that is why Lucifer was called the shining one.
这个也都是为什么圣经将路西弗称为明亮之星。
That is why the Bible says that Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
这个也都是为什么圣经会说撒旦会伪装成为光明的天使。
Because that's how he was in the past.
因为撒旦本来就是光明的天使。
And he knows how to fake it again.
而且他亦都知道怎样再次假装成为光明的天使。
And all of his cohorts whom he sends to the Christians and to the churches.
而他所差去基督徒当中进入教会当中的所有同伴。
To try to destroy the work of God.
他差这些的同伴是去要破坏神的工作。
Can also appear as angels of light.
而这些同伴都能够伪装成为光明的天使。
Lucifer stood between the Creator God and the created angels.
路西弗是在创造主和被造的天使之间。
He was, if you say, the middleman.
路西弗，你可以说他就是一个中间人这样。
And you know, being the middleman requires supernatural humility.
你知道要成为一个中间人，他必须拥有超凡的谦卑。
Because if you are close to a president or a king, that is an awesome power.
因为如果你就是那位总统或者国王身边的人，表示你就是拥有非常特殊的权力的人。
And that is why being in the middle requires supernatural maturity.
所以要成为一个中间人，他必须具备非常成熟的心，以免滥权。
But Lucifer could not handle this enormous responsibility.
但是路西弗，他承担不起这么庞大的责任。
So in verses 16 and 17 of Ezekiel 28,
所以在以西结书第28章第16到17节那里。
you will find that Lucifer's pride and Lucifer's arrogance got in the way.
你就可以睇到路西弗嘅骄傲同埋自大成为佢嘅绊脚石。让我哋依家先读一下呢度嘅经文。佢话：因你嘅贸易好多，就被强暴嘅事充满，以致犯罪。所以我因为你亵渎圣地，就从上帝嘅山里面驱逐你。遮掩约柜嘅基路伯啊，我已经将你从发光的宝石入面除灭。你因为美丽心中高傲，又因为荣光败坏了你的智慧。我已经将你摔倒在地下面，使你倒在君王面前，好让他们目睹眼见。
Lucifer's wisdom that God gave him became perverted.
路西弗滥用了神给他的智慧。
Instead of faithfulness and serving the living God, he wanted to receive worship for himself.
路西弗本来应该忠心地侍奉永活的真神，但是他却反过来，希望得到其他人对他的敬拜。
I want you to reflect very carefully on this question that I'm about to ask you.
请你仔细地思考我要问你的这个问题。
I'm going to answer the question, but I want you to reflect on it.
虽然我会告诉你听个答案，但是我都希望你能够仔细思考。
Did God know that pride would capture the heart of Lucifer at the time that God created him?
你想下，当神创造路西弗的时候，你估他知不知道路西弗的心会被骄傲占据呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是真的，是知道的。
Because God is omniscient.
因为神无所不知。
He knows everything ahead of time.
他在事先就知道了一切。
Another question.
第二个问题。
Could God have prevented it?
你估神能不能够预先防止路西弗有这样的行动呢？
The answer is yes.
个答案亦都是可以的。
Because God is omnipotent.
因为神无所不能。
He could do everything.
因为神能够做任何的事。
Here's a third question.
而第三个问题是，
Why didn't God do this?
点解神唔去咁做呢？
Why didn't he stop Satan?
点解神唔阻止撒旦呢？
I'm going to answer that question. Listen carefully.
请你仔细咁样听我嘅答案。
Only in heaven will we know the answer to that question.
只有当我哋翻到天上嘅时候，我哋先能够知道呢一个问题嘅答案。
There are some who say，
有啲人咁样话，
That is because God wanted to give him free will and free choice。
呢个系因为神让撒旦拥有自由意志同埋自由嘅选择权。
And that's fine。
而咁样系冇问题嘅。
But the real answer will come when our bodies give way to the glorious bodies。
而将来等我哋嘅身体转变成为荣耀嘅身体嘅时候，我哋就会知道真正嘅答案。
When we see Jesus as he is，
当我哋见到永远长存嘅耶稣，
When we become like him，
当我哋改变成为耶稣一样嘅形象嘅时候。
But what I want to tell you is this，
但系我想同你讲，
Let this be a warning for all of us。
请我哋让呢一件事成为我哋每一个人嘅警惕。
I mean all of us without exception, including me。
我所话嘅系每一个人，包括我自己在内，系冇例外嘅。
Pride will always alienate you from God。
骄傲始终会让我哋远离神。
Whether it is pride of accomplishment，
无论佢系因为有成就而骄傲，
or pride of knowledge，
无论系因为有知识而骄傲，
or pride of achievement，
无论是因为有成功而来的骄傲
or pride of position,
无论是因为有地位而骄傲
or pride of possession,
无论是因为有财富而骄傲
whatever it may be,
无论是任何方式的骄傲
pride will always trip you,
骄傲总会让你跌倒
Lucifer became proud of his beauty,
路西弗就是因为自己的美丽而骄傲
He became proud of his intellect.
他因为自己的聪明而骄傲
He was proud of his attainment.
他因为自己所拥有的东西而骄傲
Lucifer failed to recognize that all he was and all he has was a gift from God.
路西弗不知道他所拥有的一切其实都是神赐给他的
He was nothing without God.
如果不是神的话他什么都不是
Absolutely nothing
他什么都不是
Any person can be no closer to Satan and under Satan's control than when he or she is filled with pride
当一个人被骄傲充满的时候就是他最接近撒旦受撒旦控制的时候
In Isaiah 14:12
在以赛亚书第十四章第十二节
God reveals to us step by step what really went on in the mind of Lucifer.
神一步一步地向我们显示路西弗究竟在想什么
At the time when he rebelled against the living God.
就是在他背叛神的时候
Can you turn to Isaiah 14?
请你回到以赛亚书第十四章，让我们看下他怎样去背叛神。
Look at verse 12.
我们从第十二节开始看。明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你为什么会从天堕落？你这个功败列国的，为什么会被人撼倒在地上面呢？你心里面曾经说我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在上帝众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上面，我要坐在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同等。
When God created Lucifer,
当神创造路西弗的时候
He created him perfect.
路西弗是完美的。
But he also created him with a capacity to choose.
但是同时神已经让路西弗他有自己选择的能力。
Just as he did when he created Adam and Eve.
就好像当初上帝创造亚当和夏娃一样。
He created them perfect.
上帝将他们创造得是完美的。
But he created them with a capacity to choose.
但是同时他们是有能力去选择。
The moment God revealed his plan to Lucifer,
当神向路西弗说明他计划的那一刻
God opened the door of possibility for Lucifer to rebel.
神同时开了一道门，让路西弗有反叛的机会。
Let me read to you Isaiah 14, 13 and 14.
请你听我读出以赛亚书第十四章第十三到十四节。你心里曾说我要升上天上，我要高举我的宝座在神的众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上面，我要高举我的宝座在神的众星之上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同等。
Therefore, when he said, I'm going up there,
当我们看见路西弗说我要升到天上的时候
He did not say that I'm going up there to pay God a visit.
他并不是说我要到天上去拜见神。
He was not saying that I'm going to get a tour of the third heaven.
路西弗都不是说我要去第三层天游览。
He was saying that I'm going up there to topple God from his throne and sit on it.
撒旦的意思是说我要升到天上面去去推翻神的王权好让我自己成为王。
Lucifer wanted to be equal with God.
路西弗想要同神同等。
The created being wanted to expel the creator.
一个受造之物想要驱逐佢嘅创造主。
Satan was pitting his will against the will of God.
撒旦有意去违抗神嘅旨意。
And that's what happened.
就系事实嘅真相。
Satan wanted the sole administration capacity over the angelic being.
撒旦想自己掌管晒一切嘅天使。
Instead of being in the chain of commands, passing God's order to the angelic beings.
与其只系成为神同埋所有天使之间嘅传令嘅人。
He wanted to be the ultimate decision maker.
佢宁可成为最高嘅决策者。
He wanted to receive the recognition that is rightly belongs to God.
他想得到本来万物对神的尊重。
He wanted to receive the worship that was rightly belonged to God.
他想万物对他敬拜而不是敬拜神。
He became deceived and thought that his beauty was inherently his.
他开始欺哄自己，以为自己的美丽是他自己本来就有的。
He was insanely jealous and forgot that all of his wisdom and all of his glory were only a reflection of the wisdom and the glory of the God of heaven.
撒旦极度嫉妒，并且忘记咗佢所有嘅智慧同埋荣耀，原来只系神嘅智慧同埋荣耀嘅倒影。
And that is why God had to toss him out of heaven.
所以神必须将佢驱逐出天堂。
Are you listening carefully?
唔知你有冇仔细咁样去听？
If you forget everything, I don't want you to forget what I'm going to tell you.
如果你唔记得咗我之前讲过嘅一切嘢，希望你仍然记得我一阵要话俾你听嘅嘢。
Lucifer's sin has been reproduced throughout history again and again.
路西弗嘅罪喺整个历史当中一次又一次咁样重演。
It was reproduced in Adam and Eve when they believed his lie and wanted to be like God.
当亚当同埋夏娃相信佢嘅谎言，想要好似神一样嘅时候，路西弗嘅罪就重演喺佢哋身上。
It was reproduced after the people of God were brought out of the slavery of Egypt to the promised land.
当神嘅百姓从埃及为奴之地被领导去应许之地的时候，路西弗的罪又重显在他们身上。
They turned their backs on God and worshipped Baal.
他们背弃了上帝去敬拜巴力。
It was reproduced again when the proud Pharisees refused to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而当骄傲的法利赛人拒绝悔改相信主耶稣基督的时候，路西弗的罪又重演在他们身上。
Who is the real light?
究竟哪个才是真光呢？
And the only anointed Messiah and Savior.
究竟哪个才是救主和受膏者弥赛亚呢？
And it is repeated every single day when an unsaved person refused to submit to God's authority.
其实当一个不得救的人拒绝信服神的权柄的时候，路西弗所犯的罪每日都在重演。
When they refuse to submit to the authority of his son, the savior of the world.
当他们拒绝信服世界的救主，上帝的儿子的权柄的时候。
It is reproduced again and again when the unsaved refuse to acknowledge that they cannot know God by their own mind.
而当失丧的人拒绝承认他不能够靠着自己的头脑去认识上帝的时候，路西弗的罪就一次又一次这样重演了。
They cannot reach God by their good works.
他们不能够借着自己的善行去到神的面前。
That they cannot be saved their own way.
他们不能够靠着自己的方法得救。
They have to be saved God's way.
他们必须按照着神的方法去得拯救。
Not only is Satan's sin being reproduced by the unsaved,
不单止在失丧的人身上不断地重演撒旦的罪。
But it is reproduced sadly and sorrowfully even among believers today.
好遗憾嘅系呢一件罪系更加喺今日嘅信徒身上面重演。
I believe with all my heart that the greatest and the most subtle temptation is the temptation of pride.
我相信最大同埋最狡猾嘅试探就系骄傲嘅试探。
Because Satan is seeking to reproduce himself.
因为撒旦希望每一个人都好似佢咁样。
Therefore, let no man think of himself more highly than he ought, lest he thinks like his enemy thinks.
所以好似圣经咁话，我哋唔应该将自己看得过于所当看嘅，免得变得像我哋嘅敌人一样。
I'm going to conclude by going back where I started.
在节目将要结束的时候，让我们重新回到去开始所讲的事当中。
Because pride manifests itself in many different ways.
骄傲是会以很多不同的面目去表达自己。
The different manifestations of pride are the very doors through which Satan comes in.
而骄傲的各种面目就是撒旦能够推门而入的破口。
And therefore, you need to make sure that the door is not ajar.
因此，你一定要肯定你的门是很实地锁上了，是没有空隙的。
He will come in and he will rob you and destroy and steal.
因为撒旦会入来抢夺、破坏和偷窃。
The source of anger is pride.
骄傲就是怒气的起源。
The source of bitterness is pride.
骄傲就是苦毒的起源。
The source of jealousy is pride.
骄傲就是嫉妒的起源。
The source of hatred is pride.
骄傲就是仇恨的起源。
The source of rebellion is pride.
骄傲就是叛逆的起源。
The source of betrayal of your marriage vows is pride.
骄傲就是背弃你自己婚姻的盟约的起源。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你这条问题。
What door or doors in your life that you are leaving ajar for Satan to come in and out of?
在你的生命当中有哪些门是你留了一条缝隙是被撒旦自由进出呢？
What door or doors have you not bolted every single day?
每天你没有锁实哪一道门呢？
Because unless you deal with these open doors,
因为如果你没有锁实你一些开了的门的话，
Satan will steal your peace.
撒旦就会偷去你的平安。
Satan will rob you of your joy.
撒旦就会夺去你的喜乐。
And Satan will destroy your relationships.
撒旦亦都会破坏你和其他人的关系。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福给你。如果你对我们天路导向的节目有任何疑难，或者对基督教信仰有任何问题的话，欢迎你写信给我们。你只要写给我万峰，或者写给麦克牧师收就可以了。愿上帝大大赐福给你，再会。